This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I got this feeling. Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Happy Friday to everybody out there. Jay Fig and her pup Scoob, they got a 4-pack of tickets to you every day this week for Bark at the Park with the Marlins and Nationals. It is Sunday, so if you're going to try and win today, make sure that you can go. It is Sunday. To try and give those away. So keep on listening, and we'll give you a chance to win before the end of today's program. And let's get the headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Leroy, hello, friends. What do we have? Let's get a little look at the Masters, day two of Augusta. What do we got for us?
Got a couple of movers. Justin Rose is still, he's at 8-under. Bryson DeChambeau, now at 6-under.
Oh!
McCarthy is at 4-under. Sung J.M., 4-under. Rasmus Højgaard, 3-under. Matthew Fitzpatrick, 3-under. Oberg, 3-under. And then Connors and Scheffler haven't teed off. They're at 4-under. Neither has Tyrrell Hatton. Victor Hovland is at 2-under. And you got a couple of 2-unders that haven't teed off yet. But other than that, it's like a couple of under is really the only. I think the biggest mover of the day is Bryson DeChambeau. He's at 3-under. McCarthy is, he started off at +1. He's now 4-under. So that's -5. That's the biggest mover of the day.
Come on, Koepka. Let's get it together, dude.
And let's see what old Brooksy's doing.
Koepka. He's one over. He's -1 for the day through 8. I see it.
Yeah.
I'm looking at him.
There's a McCarthy and a McCarthy.
The name that got me was Rasmus.
Yeah, and
Rasmus,
you know what's crazy?
Yeah,
it's the first brothers. I don't know if they're twins or not. I think they may be twins. They're playing in the same. They're playing in the Masters together. It's Rasmus and Nicholas.
Man, Nicholas doesn't sound as cool. Rasmus sounds like he can be Thor's brother. Like Thor, Loki, Rasmus.
So maybe. Let me see where his brother is.
I see my boy Schauffele. He's -2 for the day. So that's good. Let's get back up.
Nicholas. Yeah, he's struggling. Oof. The cut line is projected at 1 over.
Fred Couples was under par yesterday.
And let me see if I can find him.
He does.
Usually with the old guys, what happens is they get really tired really quick.
The old get tired, but he doesn't tee up. He tees off in like 3 minutes.
Okay.
He tees off in 3 minutes. Minwoo Lee tees off at 1 o'clock. I got him.
Yeah.
Bubba somewhere with his tears is even today.
Yep.
Bubba gave us the most dismissive, like, I want nothing to do with you wave when we were at LIV.
I don't remember that.
Whenever you do like one of these, but it doesn't get above your hip, that's don't bother me.
I have all the respect in the world for a guy who golfs with 70,000 on his wrist.
Did you ever get a Range Goats hat? Did you ever settle on getting a Range Goats hat?
I got the white one with the pink and it looks like a Miami Heat jersey.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like
that. But I see some of the stuff they're wearing. I didn't have access to that.
Oh, no.
Who we got here?
And by the way, not for nothing, LIV shirts and pullovers or whatever, not cheap.
No, they are not. You know what's weird, too? The brand ones were even more expensive than the team ones, which I was like,
right.
Who's just rocking a LIV logo? That's kind of strange. Don't you got to pick a team? I thought that's the whole point of it.
That's the whole point. That's why.
Like me walking around with an NBA shirt.
When we peruse the merchandise tent, we not only looked at the logos, but we looked at who was on the team.
Right. What else we got? So other headlines, the Panthers, we'll get into some cat talk coming on up, but they win yesterday 4-1. Brad Marchand, first goal with the Panthers. They're back in action tomorrow against the Sabres. The Heat, they will take on the Pelicans at 8 o'clock. By the way, you guys might want to hit the Heat Twitter account. If you are a New Orleans listener to us, maybe you're a fan of Leroy's, maybe you just are tune in. We got people all over the country tuning in on YouTube, Twitch, and the Odyssey app. But if for any of us, any of our Louisiana listeners, it looks like the Heat are trying to give away some road tickets tonight. So you might want to hit up their Twitter account. Check it on out, everybody.
What is this?
Hold on.
What?
Let me just say this.
You get like an allotment of tickets.
No. Hold on. Before you get too into it.
Okay.
There's people that don't want to go to Heat basketball games because of the up and down nature of this season, right? You honestly think with nobody playing for the Pelicans, somebody want to go watch them play?
100% Leroy. First of all, I could give away free tickets to anything and I will get a full boulder of calls. I literally could give it to, if the Miami Heat are going to go out there and wave to you.
Caller number 5, whack-a-mole.
I will literally get a full board of calls. People like free stuff. I'm just doing a solid.
Okay.
You want to see your favorite team. Maybe you want to see Kalel Ware in action in person. Mm. That's why they're asking. So 100%.
Okay. He's right. Okay. He's right. Sometimes people call and they're like, what did I win?
Yeah.
I'm like, what? People,
I got you.
They signed Joe Flacco.
Whoa! Big move, baby.
Hey, he's back, Leroy.
Here we go.
Congrats, man. I'm happy for you.
On the up and up.
Let me just say this.
Congrats.
Joe Flacco is like Jameis. Small doses. If you're expecting him to be quarterback for the whole season, you know and I know which Jameis and which Flacco is going to eventually show up. That's terrifying.
I'm just letting you know. He's back. Congratulations.
I know. I like Joe Flacco. I think the thing that Joe Flacco and Jameis Winston have in common is that they are very aggressive and throw the ball down the field, which is awesome if if you're a fan of your team, you want to see them push the ball down the field. However, you also have in the back of your head what's coming.
It's a time bomb. You never know. You never know when it's going to come get you.
It could come after 3 weeks. It could come after 4 weeks. But we all know it's coming.
You know, I just want to let everybody know, if you think that I've lost my fastball when it comes to Petty, you're sorely mistaken. And man, did I enjoy these videos of Mark Cuban during Luka Doncic's return to Dallas, because he looked absolutely miserable.
Wow.
That's good.
Hey, Mark.
Look at him.
For that reason, I'm out. So sad.
Wow. Look at you.
He's literally shaking his head.
Yeah. He's a broken man.
That's great.
Hey, look, Mark.
Is he sitting behind the Lakers bench?
I don't know.
No, because that jersey, no, there was a lot of Luka Lakers jerseys.
Okay.
Hey, Mark, that's what the sale money's for.
You know what's amazing? You know what's amazing? When I went back to Cleveland, so we played in the first preseason game in a new stadium, right? And when I went back, got nothing but applause and whatever. And I scored the first touchdown. And they celebrated like I was on the Browns. And that was weird, but I get it, right? The fact that you basically had the Lakers playing a home game because of the Lakers fans, the Luka fans, and all the rest just hated Nico.
Well, here's the thing that's interesting about it, though, Leroy, right? You're Mark Cuban, all right? The Dallas Mavericks for 20 years have been synonymous with basically Mark Cuban and Dirk Nowitzki. Then you draft this Slovenian unicorn, and you're like, wow, we have the perfect heir apparent. And you think, wow, I'm going to sell this chunk of the team, but this guy says he's going to keep me around. I'm going to have power over this. I'm going to still be in the basketball operation. This is what they're doing in Boston, too, which, good luck, Boston. Brad Stevens is going to be hightailing it out of there real soon. Honeymoon's over. Anyway, do you think Mark Cuban, right now, I could tell him today, he can give the money back and get Luka back? Would he do it?
Mark Cuban?
Absolutely. Mark Cuban. Mark Cuban could give the money back.
Yes.
And make the Luka trade go away, would he do it?
Because as a business guy, you're looking at the long-term benefits of it. But I would say this, and I'm starting to believe this more and more. Nico could put whatever twist he wants on it, right? But the fact that he shows his face the way he does means that it wasn't his decision. And I personally think that somebody above Nico came down and said, we don't want to pay him $300 million. Simple as that. And I think that's how that played out. Because, first of all, it just seemed out of nowhere. And second of all the reasons they gave were basically trashing Luka to mask the real reason why they didn't want to keep Luka. Because, Joel Embiid plays 30 games a year, and they max him out every other year.
Like, Mark Cuban, though, would pay Luka out of the $3.5 billion that he made from selling his stake at the Mavericks. You don't think he would have paid Luka his $300-plus million?
Right, but that's, I would say that Mark Cuban understands the cost of doing business.
I don't think he did, because here's what
you
I think
he had something to do with that?
No, I'm saying Mark Cuban probably thought in this spot, right? Because this guy is, like, he's the most public owner in the NBA up to the point where he sold the Mavericks, right? And he's pushed aside. That's you're like, dude, he would sit on the bench. He's basically sitting there like he's part of the coaching staff when this is happening. You know, he's kind of like the Jerry Jones of basketball. Mm-hmm. Like, that's how public he is. Mm-hmm. And he probably thought in his right mind, all right, I'm selling this team. I get control. But even if I don't have control, no one's going to be dumb enough to trade this guy.
Right, right.
No one's going to be dumb enough to do that.
It was so out of the blue that it leads you to believe that somebody just said, I don't want to give this guy $300 million. and they tried to come up with, and Nico being the company guy, right? We've seen it in business. The person speaking is not the person making the decision.
From what I understand, like hearing from Mark Stein on this stuff, who's like tied in with Dallas, and I'm no big fan of his because he said a lot of bad things about D Wade, so he can kiss my ass. But also, I didn't get back to Robbie. But also, he's saying that Nico kind of went like, no, this was Nico's decision because, and the owner doesn't really know basketball, the new owner.
Oh, wow. And he decided, hold on.
Yeah.
Let me take a deep breath when I say this. So with guys like Zion, with guys like you lose Jimmy, you look at the money Jimmy got, with guys like Joel Embiid, with guys like who they just signed, the Philadelphia.
Paul George.
Paul George.
Yeah.
With guys like that who are getting maxed out, right? You're telling me of all those guys, you have the healthiest of all of them and might be better than them and plays more than them.
And you traded
for Anthony.
And
that wasn't good enough for you.
And you traded for Anthony Davis because you did his shoes back at Nike.
Oh.
Stuff. So I'm saying you're Mark Cuban today. You give up. You have to give back $3.5 billion, but the Luka trade never happens.
Yeah, because in 2 years you can make more money with Luka.
One would think.
Because soon as, think about this. Soon as you got rid of Luka and got Anthony Davis, the value of your company dropped.
Yeah.
Not only that, the fan base you had in Europe.
Oh, they're saying that it nuked, like, you know, to the tune of nine figures easily, of like everything they've lost, well into the nine figures. And not only that, apparently they tried to like do a lot of sponsorships the night of Luka's return, and Luka's camp like went behind the scenes and said, nope, nuke it. Don't do those deals.
Right.
We're not making the Mavericks any money.
It agreed. Now that you know what? No. You are not gonna dump me like garbage and then want me to help you make money? Absolutely not.
Yeah, that's good. I hope you enjoyed that, Mark Cuban. I hope that $3.5 billion when you already had $3.5 billion feels good. Yeah. You drink that in.
Personally, I don't think I see him, you know, making it about him, pouting on the sideline, of course.
Shocking, right? Yeah, Mark Cuban making it about him.
Of course. But the rich really like money.
The rich do like money. That is true.
Sure. I'm not sure if he would give it up. Clearly, he needed it at that point for some reason. I don't know what.
I don't know why. Yeah, I don't know. But yeah. Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, take a break. Back after this.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Let's get to some cat talk here, brought to us by Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia deal in all of Florida. Get the star treatment. we want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online at hollywoodkia.com. The Panthers yesterday win over the Detroit Red Wings 4-1. Brad Marchand scoring his first goal as a Florida Panther. For those who didn't hear it in the first hour, Marcos, can give us the call last night from Doug Plagans on WQAM as Brad Marchand now in the score sheet with the Cats.
Marchand had it taken away. Now the puck nudged along, but a one-hand feed from Petrie never got to Kane. Back in come the Panthers on the counter. Balinskas in front of chance, and they score, and it's Brad Marchand! His first goal as a Florida Panther, and it gives the Panthers a 3-1 lead with 3:39 to play here in the second. What a setup and what a finish, and Brad Marchand cashes in.
Yeah, that's good. That feels good.
That does feel good.
It does feel good. Make a Boston fan cry, right?
Oh, yeah. So good.
Send that to a Bruins fan, everybody. Drink that in.
I mean, I wonder if they're going to do the same damn thing they did with, like, Luka. Ooh. He wasn't that good.
I don't know. I mean, he was old. I mean, I guess the difference is Marchand's old, at least. You know, like, Luka, 25. I mean, just...
That's unheard of, right?
Because even with the Jimmy thing, right? It's like, I was a sucker. I wanted to pay him. But at least, like, you're like, all right, well, he is 36. Like, eventually, you just got to hope they don't win the championship this year, and then you feel pretty safe about it.
I don't think like that. I don't care. Like, he wasn't going to do that for the Heat. That had already been established. So who cares what he does on another team?
Ridiculous stopping by you, but that's fine. Terrible take.
No, it's not.
I've already told you. Listen, unless he's playing Boston or New York, you can't have him win a championship. Can't do it. Even if you think Steph's adorable.
I don't have that same level of petty that you have.
Of course you don't. You're not a normal sports fan. You don't know how to do it, except when it comes to Aaron Rodgers.
Oh,
he hates Aaron Rodgers.
Really hate that guy.
Trust me.
You're the worst.
Man, Pittsburgh and Cleveland's going to have a little more juice for Leroy this year. Little extra juice in the fruit. You know what I'm saying?
That's good.
He hates Aaron Rodgers.
Hates twice. Have to blame twice. Yep.
Speaking of somebody looking forward to the playoffs, Seth Jones. You hear this, Marcos? Marcos, Seth Jones looking forward to getting back in the playoffs after being with the terrible Chicago Blackhawks.
Oh, did he say that?
He's looking.
Oh, okay.
In so many words, yeah. He kind of did.
Wait, I love the way we have a cut from the guy actually talking, and you say something that he did not say.
You hear what he said. You tell me what he said.
Okay. A little bit. I'm not going to lie. The cliche thing, take it one day at a time, one game at a time here. Don't get too far ahead of yourself. But I am looking forward to playing playoff hockey again. It's been a few years now. So I understand the intensity that comes with that. The stakes every game, every single play, every single shift. So I'm super excited.
Did I take liberties? I don't think I did.
You took liberties.
I don't think I took liberties.
Well, I mean,
it's been a while because Chicago. Woof.
You took liberties.
Well, you guys know where I came from. You know, not good.
He is happy though to be back with Sergei Bobrovsky. Here's what Seth Jones had to say about being back with Bob after their time in Columbus together.
Nothing new. Bob's business as usual. He's going to be one of our best players every night, doing his thing, and moved the puck well behind the net tonight. Made it hard for them to forecheck, and then big saves in that second period when the game was kind of teetering a bit. He's just strong in there.
Focus. Business as usual, which means one shot at a time, one shift at a time, one game at a time. Focus. Needs to be like painted on the wall somewhere in the Panthers facility, like right over Bob's locker.
I think they understand because they are very, what's the word I'm looking for? Cautious with how they go about getting in Bob's way.
You don't get in Bob's way.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Muchas gracias.
That's my guy.
It sounds crazy. He said it with the like.
Do you think accent. Do you think he's going to make it down? Because if they have a game, I don't know if Vanacek's going to play or if it's going to be Bob. But if he has a if he has a game, so the Panthers play at 6. Mm-hmm. So let's say they're done 8:30, 8:45. Does he even bother trying to get down there for the main card, or you think he just passes?
I think he goes.
You think he goes?
Because his guy fights last, right?
No, he doesn't have a Russian. I think he went there for Pyotr Jan, but I think he just genuinely loves fighting. Like, we talked about him about this, and he was like, oh, the emotions.
Yeah, but so he could still make it there for the main card if he hurry. He can make guys it. Don't bother him.
He for sure. He's like, listen, he goes and tells Panthers PR. He's like, you're done with the fight.
That's it.
Or maybe he goes, hey, Paul. Hey. He goes,
I've done that.
You think he goes to Paul Maurice and he goes, hey, Paul, coach, can I call you coach? He goes, yeah, what's up, Bob? He goes, I could really use a maintenance night tonight, you know?
The old hammy tweaking.
He goes, yeah, Bob? He goes, but you never want to not play. He goes, yeah, the thing about that, though, is, you know, she's in town. Can we bring up Driger for a game?
Wow.
Driger's got to be, I mean, the oldest guy in the G League, right? Oh, hockey G League.
I have no idea, dude.
He's old.
I don't think he's that old. I think he's like, I mean, he's not young, but I think he's like 30.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Driger just sounds like he's been around forever.
It does, yeah. He sounds like a hockey lifer.
Yeah,
but you think like because last time Bob he sat cage side in a suit, like he went suited and booted to the Panther to the UFC. Mm. You know, like he can't get a personal day if he wants to go watch. And he was there early too. He was like he's sitting there, he's watching all the fights. He can't get a. I mean, he's very rich, so like, could he get an escort to the game? Like, is that how that you know?
I mean.
I'm just worried about the traffic. It's a tough traffic ask for Bob.
So if he gets done 8:39, he can get there and catch the last two fights.
It's gonna take, yeah. I mean, I don't know. How long would it take you to get from Amarant to Kaseya in the midst of Saturday
40 minutes?
Night, in the midst of, no. In the midst of Saturday night traffic.
He said, no. There's some more caveats.
No,
we're not 5 o'clock in the morning for work.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm talking Miami Saturday night traffic.
Yeah.
How does Passover affect traffic? Does that make it better or worse?
I don't know.
I would say
they'll find
it
out.
Make it a little bit easier.
Yeah. Well, if that's the case, then maybe we'll have a chance Saturday night.
Take a break. Mix things up on the other side. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM.
Who's this, Tobin?
It's the Elements, dude. Come on now.
There you go. All right.
Justin Rose for par. He's -9 on the -9. Oh, that's a hell of a putt that he's got ahead here. He lines it up, Leroy. Shimmies.
Okay, the drama.
Lines it up. Pulls it back. Oh, this one looks good. Every rose has its thorn, and this one, oh, is going to bogey.
Oh, I like that call, though. It's pretty good.
All right.
Bryson's making a big move.
He is. Where's he at right now, Leroy? He's 7. Minus. Well, Rose is about to go to 8, so they're going to be very, very close with each other. Very, very close.
Different. I'm watching on masters.com.
I'm watching ESPN Plus.
What hole is he through?
I don't know. They just took the graphic away.
Because I have through 13. Like he's 9 under.
9 under. Jeez. Got lucky.
Let's get to the mix bag.
Let's do it.
The Schauffman. -3 on the day. He's now 200 for the tourney.
All right.
Yeah. Like it. I got some munion on him.
Wow.
What do you got today, Marcos, in the mixed bag?
All righty. Let's get on into it. Did you have a chance yesterday to catch Teron Armstead as he joined Joe Rose?
I did not get a chance to catch it. I heard one of the cuts on our promos, but I have not heard all of the interview. How was he?
Excellent. If I'm not mistaken, I heard that he is heading to a career in broadcasting of some sort or media.
He'll be good at that. He'll be good at that.
Pretty good. Pretty good. Although I do feel like when he made an appearance on Colin Cowherd's show not that long ago and was like, I'm playing for the Dolphins. What are you talking about? I knew he was lying.
Wow.
He was getting his TV, his little.
We probably knew he was done when he took his salary down to nothing for the Dolphins so they could make moves.
Just thought he was being a good guy. Well,
really? Yeah. You name any good guy on this in this world. Yeah. That's giving money back.
Well, you guys just thought Mark Cuban was going to give back $3 billion, you know?
Yeah, but in a year, his team would be worth more with Luka.
Yeah, for sure. No, definitely the same business.
Yeah.
But Teron Armstead left us with some gems. And hello, Jennifer.
Hi.
Scooby.
Hi, Scooby.
Take it easy, Scooby. Take it easy.
Come on.
He doesn't want
to. Oh, okay. It's adorable.
He's like, don't use me for content.
I don't know. He has his back. He literally has his back to the camera at this point.
Seriously.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah, he's through four. By the way, there was just an update. He is through 14. He's 8 under, so I was watching live.
Yeah. So I'm watching on the website and I'm through 8. He's 9 under. So he bogeyed 14, I'm guessing.
Yeah, he bogeyed 14.
Oh no, now it says through 14. Okay, got it.
So what did Teron Armstead have to say on Joe Rose's show, Marcos?
Listen, I don't know if you have proper attire for Goosey's galore right now, but he says Chop Robinson this upcoming season could have 20 sacks.
Wow.
That's what Teron Armstead said.
If he gets one-on-one blocks next year, which will be hard, he will have – damn near 20 sacks.
Yeah.
I can say that with no hesitation.
Man, wow. That would be cool.
Come on. 20?
Probably 20 sacks. It's been, what, 3 or 4 years?
Last year, Henderson led with 17 and a half.
Right.
TJ Watt had 19 before that.
Wow.
18 and a half and 22, Nick Bosa. So TJ Watt, the 2021 season, 22 and a half sacks, last guy to do it.
Yep.
By the way, didn't TJ Watt, wasn't he being cryptic on Instagram this week?
Uh-oh.
Something like that?
Uh-oh.
Interesting. Although I will say.
Can I just say this?
He was being cryptic, apparently.
Like, there's certain guys, you can't be cryptic.
I don't know. Right. This is, like, if it was Tyreek, like, I'd be like, I don't know.
Like, I can understand if you're a media person. Hmm. Like, so Tyreek can be cryptic. He's always on the media. But besides the Dix commercial, when have you ever seen a Watt?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, the thing I would be worried about, because I think, here's what I would do if I was, look, remember we used to have the joke about good jeans, bad jeans with Robbie? The Watt brothers kind of fall off a cliff, dude, when the bones don't be able to seem to hold the muscles like they used to.
And you know what's crazy about that? He's on the wrong team for that.
Yep.
Because they don't believe in the foolishness. They will get rid of you sooner than later.
Something to keep an eye on. Yeah. What else you got to mix
would
back,
you take
Marcus?
Him?
Of course I do.
To give him a new deal?
No.
And I don't think so.
He got pass rushers.
Yeah, he got pass rushers. I don't think so.
All right.
I don't think so. Look at me being mature.
That's crazy. No. I don't know this.
I'm surprised you didn't. Dude, I won him.
Yeah.
That's usually how that goes.
Yeah, I already
big name? What?
That's what I'm saying. I don't understand. I'm alone in this. What? TJ Watt? Of course I'd take him. Who do you want?
Trey Hendrickson, though. Trey Hendrickson wants to make a stink, you know. Just that.
He's cool. Name's not cool enough, though.
What do you mean, dude? Trey Hendrickson? That sounds like a cool name.
About a household
name. Sounds like
name,
a rocker.
Yeah, but Watt. Ooh, electric. That's pretty good. Okay, I'm sorry. In the mixed bag, let's go ahead and move on. I got one more from Tehran, but we'll save that for a little bit later. Just in case we run out of time, I wanted to get to this. Joker. Word on the street is he knew about the Malone firing before everyone else. This of course. Is Nico.
A little bit before everybody, and he made a decision, so it was not discussion. It was decision. He told me why, and so I listened and I accepted. You know, it's I'm not going to tell what he told me. I'm going to keep that private.
I just got a notification on this, by the way, which is like the least surprising thing ever. It said, Michael Malone did not take firing well.
Oh, you think?
You think he didn't take the firing well? You don't so, say.
My question to you is this. If organizations are impatient with matters like this, and not all organizations, how can they expect a fan base to be patient with them?
I don't know. It said, this is from Brian Windhorst, quote, it got out pretty quickly in the NBA that Michael Malone's reaction to being fired was not calm, which is not a surprise. I don't know. Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, it, like, what? To be honest with you, besides the current little bump in the road, which every team has, what has he done wrong?
I don't know. Well, I don't know. They just said, like, the attitude was around it. But, like, dude, it's a West that is packed. Jamal Murray has not, like, been what he was when, of course, you know, let me just say, of course, Jamal Murray was, like, the greatest shooter of all time against the Miami Heat. And then he goes in the toilet. Like,
I just, he's 18%.
I just, like, sometimes I just look at things and I'm like, oh, now Nick Batum decides to turn into Steph Curry?
That is crazy.
Oh, Rondo can now shoot in the finals?
It is amazing that we all tend to think that only happens to us. Right? I do it on a golf course. I'll hit a ball. It'll hit in a certain spot and go in the water. Somebody else will hit a ball that hits in the same spot and it kicks left in the fairway. And you're like, come on. I mean, do you not think that it all ends up working out?
Dade South says Celtics fans doing the same thing to Caleb Martin. Totally fair. Totally fair. Man, crazy. Not calm. Oh, shocking. You mean the guy who told everybody the guy who told everybody his locker room was full of bleep because they don't watch film? Surprised that guy didn't take it well.
Right. Or was he the guy that did that was Minnesota.
What?
With Carl Anthony Towns.
Oh no. No.
60 for nothing.
Give us one more here in the mixed bag, Marcos.
All right, guys, we got some news out of the NFL a couple days ago. Mike North, you guys are familiar with that guy for any reason. I had no
idea. Mike North is a radio host, isn't he?
Yes, he's a radio host, and apparently the NFL VP of broadcast planning. I'm not sure.
Oh, I had no idea about that.
If they're the same guy?
I just know Mike North is a Chicago. I feel like he's a Chicago radio host.
Yeah, I don't want to do that thing I did that one time with the baseball player where I thought it was
the same guy.
Yeah, so I could be wrong, but you know what? Who cares? Mike North, you know.
Which baseball player was that again?
I can't even remember, but I thought, I was like, oh, really? He's taking a break from the playoffs. What a life.
Here we go.
What a life. Not my best moment. Not my best moment. I think I do have it in the system, but it couldn't.
Oh, yeah. It was Anthony Rizzo.
Oh, you yes.
Confused, okay. You confused Yankees first baseman Anthony Rizzo with Tony Rizzo from ESPN Cleveland. Thank you, Dade South.
Of course. Thanks a lot, Dade South. Are you familiar with none other than Yankees first baseman Anthony Rizzo? He is apparently a diehard Cleveland Browns fan.
Yes.
And he's upset with them. This is what Tony Rizzo had to say.
Talking to everybody in the building this morning.
immediately way, you hear that voice.
Like, by the way, Leroy just did my favorite thing, which is when he talks to a recording.
Oh, really? He just responded to your to this clipping.
Friday.
This is great. Great, great radio. Yeah. Yeah.
Space.
Can I just say? And I mean this respectfully. I hate all of you. Jennifer. Her name is Jennifer now. Not J-Fig.
Okay.
I literally thought we were better than that.
You what?
I literally thought we were better than that. I expect
nothing. We're close.
I expect nothing less from the two guys. And I am the only person that can be making fun.
I'm just
somebody
laughing,
else,
okay?
But doing something ridiculous.
I didn't say anything.
And follow it up with doing something worse and let them off the hook. And old frog boy, he's like this. Off the hook, baby.
That was good.
Can't believe this guy talked to a recording. Am I right?
I hate you guys. Why y'all picking on me?
All right, we'll take a break. I'm sorry we didn't get to the mic.
It's fine. Totally fine.